raccoon. A raccoon's trying to get on our back porch. Mom just chased him off with a broom.
Welcome to Doc's Freedom Files.
Freedom. Keep walking. Keep on your toes and don't stop talking about freedom.
Today, I address the all too common category of, are you out of your f***ing mind? As if we need yet more proof that the lunatics are running the asylum, I present the case of Doug Bartlett. Mr. Bartlett, a 17-year veteran teacher, was recently suspended for 4 days without pay by the Chicago school system. He was charged with possessing, carrying, storing, or using a weapon. Bartlett made a big mistake. He attempted to actually teach. This is an unforgivable transgression in today's scholastic environment. You see, what Doug Bartlett actually did was bring common handyman's tools, such as wrenches, pliers, and screwdrivers, into his second grade classroom to illustrate what tools were and how they can be used to repair things. None of the tools were given to the students, and they were secured in an out-of-reach toolbox after the lesson. Nonetheless, administrators at Washington Irving Elementary School informed Bartlett that his display of the tools endangered his students. In a just world, and using the same logic, whichever administrators decided to discipline Mr. Bartlett should also be charged with bringing weapons to school. Surely, their car's gas tank is holding 10 or 15 gallons of potentially weaponized flammable liquid. Their belts, or brassieres, could potentially be used as a garrote to strangle someone, and their shoes could be used as weapons in a kicking attack. And that, my friends, conjures a delightful, completely insane, and perfectly justifiable image of the lunatic administrators of Washington Irving Elementary School walking to school barefoot, with their pants falling down and boobies flopping unbound, after their cars, shoes, belts, and brassieres are confiscated in the name of student safety. This is Doc Toops wishing you life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Welcome to the Shooting Bench. For the next hour, I'll be bringing you commentary and important updates on current events, as well as information on guns, training, preparedness, and other liberty-related issues. Let's get started. RAT, right now.
And welcome. Welcome to the Shooting Bench. It is the 8th of January, and it's a Wednesday. I told you I have a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. We had to, due to circumstances beyond our control, we were not able to make everything happen Monday the way I wanted it to, but I think the show that we put on there was well received. It seems like everybody liked it pretty good. It's still on the archives, so it'll come up from time to time. New stuff happening in on Survival Circle Network. The I think I told you, actually I put it in the chat the other day, but I'm going to tell it to you now. We're going to have a lot less music in the archives. Even take some of the Liberty Lounge down. The Joyful Noise and some of these other ones, I'll let them stay in the archives for one day, for the Sunday that they're recorded. If you want to catch them, you can catch them that evening. But Concretin is now getting a podcast site, just like mine. So he's going to move his shows over there, and that way you can go right to him. You don't have to listen to a whole bunch of other stuff before you get to him. You can go to his podcast and listen to him right away if you'd like. And So we're cutting back. We're going to change things on the archives quite a bit. They've been pretty stagnant. The whole network has been pretty stagnant, except for the podcast listeners are still doing pretty good. So we'll continue to do that. Liberty Lounge will stay in the archives for, undetermined amount of time. I'm going to switch those out, put less of them in there, and keep more current ones in. And the show is going to go more informational and a lot less entertainment as far as the archives go. The shows themselves are not going to change too much, but we're not going to archive nearly as much music because people that come on here to listen to the archives have received several complaints, not only about having the music, but about the type of music that was on there. So a lot of that's going to go away, and we're going to go to informational is what people come to the archives, you know, and try to listen to. So that's what's going to be going on. Nothing else changing much. Times are going to be the same. We're still, it's awfully hard to get Amy in here when she's supposed to be on. So we may start pre-recording hers, so we can just throw it on Monday. So I don't know how that's going to work, but we continue to try to get her on there. But ultimately, we may wind up pulling it because I don't want everybody to be listening all the time and expecting to hear a fresh new Liberty or Living Way Out Here and have some show from 2014 show up. So another thing I think I'm going to do is probably, I'm not sure what day each week. I'm not sure how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to put the archives on a random play so that every time it stops, you don't start out with the same show over and over and over. So we'll put it on random play, and it'll just pick a show, you know, whenever and play it. And we're going to mix them up a little bit so that that seems to going to work out. We'll try it for a while, see how it works. So, you know, if you guys listen to the archives, give me some input on this. According to the statistics on here, not many people are on in the off hours listening to the archives. So we're going to try to change that by putting a lot more information on there because it's been mixed up with way too much music. So. All right, with that all out of the way, boy, do I have a bunch of stuff tonight to talk about. I told you I did, so we're not going to spend a whole lot of time on each particular deal, but we just got a lot of stuff we got to get out there. Of course, the big news right now was President Trump nuked it. Well, he didn't nuke him, but he might as well have. Got one of those, one of the head terrorists from Iran here 2 or 3 days ago. And, of course, Congress is all upset. Why weren't we informed? You know why you weren't informed? Because we didn't want the terrorists to be informed. We're getting Muslims in the Senate seats and representative seats right now. And I think it, absolutely he did the right thing. Absolutely it was within the constitutional confines. He did exactly what a good president would do. And it worked well. So anyway, and then Iran tried their little missile attack there. And I think that was probably not one of those missiles. He launched a dozen missiles. Not one of them heard anything to speak of. So I think what happened there was they were probably just, doing it to save face. You know, we're going to attack, you attacked us, we're going to attack you back. We didn't hit anybody. That's good because we didn't want to make you mad. Now we're going home. I think that's probably what happened. Kansas, I don't remember if I told you this, but Kansas is going to be they're not going to enforce their federal red flag law, not their federal red flag, any federal red flag laws. So that just come out of Topeka here a few days ago. And I've got a lot of stuff backed up here, so forgive me if I hurry through some of this, but I got to get this cleaned up so we can get back to a normal schedule. So, and Kansas is just one of many who has pledged not to assist the feds in enforcing red flag laws. So I think that's an awesome deal. It's not so awesome that everybody's, you know, all these other states are trying to enact red flag laws. Virginia's going crazy still. And I think I told you this before, but I'll tell you real quickly. I am not for everyone running to Virginia and helping bailing them out. Of course, if there's a shot fired and the Patriots hit, then, you know, all bets are off. I think things will go crazy. But, you know, it's unfortunate that the population centers run the state. You know, they need their own electoral college. This is exactly why we have the electoral college. And these states that are trying to get rid of that, obviously, they want to because they'll get their way. Because the big population centers in every state, I think, are highly saturated with Democrats and liberals. So, if that passes in each state, if they get rid of this electoral college, now, I don't know how that works exactly. If a state doesn't give their electoral votes, I'm not sure what happens or how legal and constitutional that is. But I suspect we're going to hear a whole lot more about that in the very near future. So while we're worried about that, it looks like Dallas now, a little gun-related thing, Dallas is going to be phasing out the last of their revolvers. And I didn't know any department. Well, I did know that some departments use them for specific purposes. But, you know, I don't know how extensive the Dallas PD is using these, but they've used K-Frame Smiths for, you know, that was pretty much the go-to weapon, you know, sidearm for police nationwide for many, many years. But Dallas has been switching from wheel guns to semi-autos since they started messing around with this 1990, a little bit at a time. But now it's the end of the road. It's the last of the Mohicans. They're getting rid of the last of their revolvers. So there were only five officers up till just a few days ago. When, let's see, 3 weeks ago. There were only five officers still carrying revolvers. And so by this mandatory policy, they've migrated to semi-automatics here this last week. And they say some of them have missed the old 38, and one of them said, well, it kind of hurt, man. Kind of hurt from the standpoint of nostalgia, but the standpoint of that, I felt very comfortable shooting my revolver. They'll get over it. It is the 21st century, and it's not that revolvers won't do the job. They will, and they'll do it well. But, you know, and we've talked about this many times, about, you know, primarily, one thing is the reliability. One of the reasons that a lot of cops didn't want to go to semi-automatics for years and years is they weren't as reliable as a revolver. Well, we've gotten past that. There's a lot of good semi-automatics out there, particularly the Glock, that I feel like is every bit as reliable as any of the revolvers out there. People say that nothing go wrong with a revolver. Things can go wrong with a revolver. It is not the ideal weapon. They worked well. And they, you know, they'll continue to do the job for a lot of people. But nowadays, you know, when we're talking about so many cases of multiple attackers, you know, five or six shots just isn't ideal anymore. And the fact that it takes the average person, you know, at least 4 or 5 seconds or more to reload it, you know, it takes more than that because very few people carry speed loaders. Some of them do carry speed loaders or speed strips with them. So you're looking at, if they don't, they're looking at, 15 seconds, 12, 15 seconds of getting it loaded again. And that's unacceptable, of course. If you do carry a speed loader and you're pretty darn good with it, you can get it loaded in 2.5-3 seconds under ideal conditions. That's still a long time when you're talking about being in the middle of the poop. So I think it's high time that they move on from their revolvers. I won't say anything bad about them because I love revolvers myself still. So. All right, let's see here. We can skip that. I'm trying to go through some of these. And you heard that New Mexico, a good portion of Mexico, not a good portion, but 5 states in Mexico now have do not travel orders. That is Colima, Guerrero, Michoacán, Sinaloa, and Tamaulipas, I think is how you say it, something like that. Those are the states that have do not travel orders from the State Department. Now, there was a 13 years old, something like that, little teenager killed right on the border here a few days ago. And people, oh, I've been to Mexico, I've never seen it. So I go to Mexico all the time. It's no different than the crime in America. It just hasn't happened to you yet. It is happening to other people. Lots of other people are being robbed, injured, and killed in different places in Mexico. So, yeah, that's the way it is. So we're well advised not to travel down in that part of the country. Just not a good idea.
A double XL. Double XL. baby, I'm a double XL. I'm a double XL. Yeah. Oh, triple XL too.
I thought I'd throw a little double XL in there and sneak that in on you. All right, let's continue to march here. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about. You know, we're talking about Mexico, talking about the safety of there, but you know that one of the big things, I had no idea this was this huge in Mexico, is the theft of fuel down there. And I think I told you, I may have told you about this at one point, but let's see. Yeah, I probably did. But anyway, just real quickly, I think I told you that there was they had a byproduct called drip at the gas wells when I was a kid. I think they've done a little different procedure now. But I know lots of people that used to steal drip. And it was of course you can't do it with fuel injected engines. It was a dirty stuff. It was unrefined. And the old pickups with carburetors, you could adjust them just right and run on drip pretty good. But it's bigger than that in Mexico. They say up to 20% of their nation's fuel reserve, not reserves, but the fuel in these pipelines, gasoline pipelines, is being stolen by thieves. Here, this was quite a while back, but there was 79 people killed from an explosion in a pipeline in central Mexico that had been punctured by fuel thieves. They puncture it and steal stuff and just go off and leave it running. And they say at least 20% of their fuel is being either stolen or wasted. It's not being sold. So I don't think that's a good thing, if you ask me. Of course, I know you didn't ask me, but that's the way it is. Okay, let's move on down here. You know, I didn't know. I bet you Doc knew this. This was something I didn't know. Maybe all of you knew this, but I didn't. I never knew, and I never would have guessed in a million years, that Husqvarna used to make handguns. Actually made a lot of firearms. Apparently they started the company that way. I always thought it was chainsaws and motorcycles and such as that, but they made quite a number of, that's a Swedish company. And I was just going down through looking at fine shotguns and bolt action rifles and just everything. I never knew that. We always just for short called them Husky. And they've got something that looks very similar to the same grip angle and everything as Luger. It's the Husky M40. And I thought that was kind of interesting. I read this story. They've got a long and distinguished history here into firearms. I don't know why I never knew that, or maybe I did and just forgot. You know, I don't know. I can't imagine how I would go through my whole life here and have not have heard this, but apparently it didn't make much of an impact on me if it did, because I'm didn't know it. I don't remember it. Anyway, all right, moving right along. Let's continue to let's see. I told you about that. The lawmakers passed a bill for Britain to get out of the European Union on January 31st. This is an interesting little gun. I'm not sure how well this is going to go over. It'd be fun to play with. I wouldn't mind having one if somebody just gave me one. But I don't think it's anything I want to spend any money on. But Henry's a very old firearms company. It goes back there along with Winchester and Martin and all the rest of them. Every now and then they come out with something unique. Of course, they had their big boy line, you know, in the brass or gold or whatever they were. Some of the big boy models. And, they've come out now with what they call the axe. And then I don't mean go axe your mama. Axe is the name of the gun. It's a 410. It's a little short shotgun, naturally, if it's 410. And it's a lever action. It looks like it's got a little bit of an oversized lever, a very short, not exactly what you'd call a pistol grip, but a sawed-off stock, and a little short barrel. 16-inch barrel, of course, 26-inch overall length to make it legal. And it feeds through the side like a Winchester, like a 30-30 does. Holds 5 2.5-inch 410 shells. It's actually threaded for choke tubes. So it is technically not a shotgun. It's classified as a firearm by the ATF. It means it's not regulated under the NFA. So if you think about and we've talked about these before, we talked about the Mossberg Shockwave, which is a pump shotgun with a pistol grip, or not a pistol, it's a sawed off, what is it? How long is that barrel? Is it a 12-inch barrel? This one, compact 16-inch barrel, 25, I think or so, yeah, the Shockwave, I believe, has a 12-inch barrel. Because they're not classified as shotguns. They're classified as handguns. So, anyway, this is a neat little deal. And I can't think of a real good useful purpose of it anyway, but it'd be fun to play with. Go out and play like Mucus McCain, you know, something. But people lining up to get them, it's not anything I think that I'm really, they're $1,000. I mean, for crying out loud, I am not paying $970 for a sawed off 410 with a lever action. It doesn't really, just not sure that where my money ought to be going right now. But anyway, so in Utah,
a lady's apparently done very well for herself by collecting her husband's VA benefits and everything. And the way she did that was to keep him in the freezer for 10 years. Yeah, well, probably a little freezer burnt by now. But anyway, the checks kept coming in, and he had written a will prior to this, apparently, the way the story reads, apparently this was with his consent, and maybe even his suggestion. You know, if I can't help you out anymore, Kim, if you want to keep collecting them checks, just don't tell anybody I died. Put me in the freezer and go to the post office once a month, and you'll be doing all right. That's apparently what happened. So it's a little bit disturbing there, but whatever, I guess. I guess everybody's heard about the law enforcement, National Guard. Everybody now has allegedly refused to comply with all this stuff going on in Virginia. So there's all kinds of rumors and all kinds of BS online about the governor calling the United Nations in and all that things. Guys, the United Nations is not. They may come at some point. It won't be because some governor called them. That's not going to happen. It absolutely is not going to happen. So when somebody, if you guys have gotten this stupid thing as many times as I have, and I've gotten it many times, the UN is taking the ready to take over the country. They're ruining it. Well, they're not, actually. Most of that stuff that you've seen is from 2013, 2015, and it's been resurrected. So we'll just leave that right there and quit worrying about it. A Let me check to see what time it is here. Stand by just a second. Let me look. Okay. Well, you know what? It's about break time. So I think that's what we're going to do right now is take a little break, and then we'll start off with a very jackbooted thug type principal in a middle school.
I'll be back.
You tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution. Loading now.
Revolution. Loading now.
Revolution.
Loading now.
Revolution.
Welcome back to another segment of the Shooting Bench, right here on the Survival Circle Radio Network.
And moving right along, we're back. This was a pretty disturbing story. I'm afraid that if it would have been me, that I would have really had a problem. This was out of Des Moines, Iowa. The guy, the principal there, Thomas Hoffman, called off the celebration there. Some teacher had been saving up to reward her class for, you know, their accomplishments, and they had a pizza party. This jackbooted thug principal took it upon himself to come in and confiscate all those pizzas. What he did with them all, he's kind of chunky. He may have took them home and ate them, she may have picked them up. I don't remember. But anyway, this teacher paid for this with her own money, not with school money. And he said, well, it's not fair to all the other kids. Well, if all the other kids want to have a pizza party, they need to get with their teacher and do good things.
You know, there are consequences, both good and bad, for doing both good and bad. If you do bad things, there may be bad consequences because of it. If you do good things, believe it or not, there may be some good consequences. And that's what and these kids and parents were hot. Boy, they blasted him. And, of course, he come and apologized and all this stuff. Now, I don't know if he bought more pizzas to replace them or what. But that apology is too little too late, if you ask me. So there's a deal here, and I hope you can hear it all right. Let me turn this up here a little bit. I hope you can hear it well, because this is this really echoes what a whole lot of people in this country think. So I'm going to turn this up a little bit, and I want you to listen to this little news cabinet. I forgot how long it is, a few minutes, but I think you'll enjoy it. So here we go.
Now, there's going to be violence in America. That's all there is to it. However he leaves, there's going to be violence in America.
He's talking about if Trump leaves office. Okay, that's not coming over. So let me back up here and stand by just, well, I can fix it. And what he's saying basically is what all of us have said over and over again. If Trump is removed from office by whatever means other than legitimate election results, whether it's impeachment or assassination or whatever, this guy is saying, and he's pretty brutal with the truth there. He said there's, get out there and there's cowboys and there's loggers and there's construction workers and there's good old boys, and they're not going to take this lying down. He says he expects there to be rioting and violence in the streets to a very large degree if this were to happen. And I can't say that I disagree with him. I think he's probably right on the money there. So I'll get that for you. I'll try to get that doctored up there where we can use it and see if we can make that work. Here's yet another case. How many of these has there been? Two masked robbers dead after store owner opens fire. Yeah, no reason to go into that story. That's all you need to know. First Amendment be damned. Here is a warning to law enforcement today. It's a lawenforcementtoday.com. It's a resource that I use pretty frequently to get stories and stuff. But they have been warned to stop reporting on Virginia militia or your editors will be charged as felons. Now, that almost sounds like that couldn't happen. It almost sounds like The Onion or Babylon Bee or something. But apparently this is a real thing. Come from Law Enforcement Today. They're not, they have always been legitimate, you know, up to date and standing tall there. So, damn a bunch of First Amendment. We don't need that anyway. Yeah, we do. I'm kidding. You know that. You guys might remember numerous times I have talked about Heather Scott. Heather Scott is a representative out of Northern Idaho. Good friend of mine. I've worked with her quite a bit. She was at she was at Bundy Ranch, I believe, for a little while. She was at the refuge, and she's been involved in numerous things that Liberty for All and the Coalition of Western States and all that has been involved in. Great gal. I really like Heather. But she's under fire, just like a number of us are right now. She's for helping stop the gun confiscation of a local veteran. You guys heard me talk about this. This was quite some time ago that this happened. It was probably, 4 years, something like that. But just about 3 weeks ago, she was listed in a very lengthy and very BS-y report and about, you know, helping this veteran. And what it was Liberty for All got involved. Heather Scott got involved, and they went and actually made a human chain around this guy's house to keep the VA from coming in and getting this guy's guns all over a paperwork snafu, something that he signed that wasn't supposed to, or didn't fill out, was supposed to, or something like that. I don't remember. But we talked about this extensively. As a matter of fact, Anthony Bosworth was with us pretty frequently back in those days and on the show. And I think him and I talked about this also. Anyway, she's coming under fire for her help there. They're claiming that she is... that she's a threat to the United States government because of this. Just because if you help somebody and stand up against any faction of the government, you are a threat to the government in their twisted, retarded minds. So the VA had added this. Now, like I said, this is 4 or 5 years ago, but she's just now coming under fire over this. They had added this guy, Arnold was his name, his last name, and it was up by, I think it was in Spokane, I believe. Anyway, they added him to the NICS system, which prohibited him from possessing or buying a gun. So, and they told him they were sending an inspector to his home to see if firearms were present. So the firearms were probably not going to be taken because I don't think the VA has that authority, but they were going to inspect, and LFA and Heather Scott prohibited that inspection. It did not happen. And that was our people that did that. It was a wonderful thing. I'm telling you, a wonderful thing. Certainly was. All right, let's move on along here. Let's see. Here's another one. I love these happy stories. 3 burglars shot dead after breaking into Channelview home, sheriff says. Okay, that's all we need to know about that. We don't care what their names were, but they were... That's down in Texas also, Harris County. That's down close to Houston. This is not such a happy thing. This was a school officer who was murdered working security at a San Antonio IHOP. I don't want to sound like this is going to sound because I just don't think these guys have enough training. They're not on the ball enough to deal with these types of things. It requires that you not sit around and talk to the girls and tell war stories. I've got a picture. I'll put this on the chat room. I've got a picture of a cop standing in an airport. He's supposed to be airport security in the little airport here in Sholo. And he leaned against the wall back there in the back on his phone and was on it for quite a while. Now, I don't know if he's playing games or texting or fighting with his girlfriend or what, but numerous people, I watched him for, 20 minutes. Numerous people walked in that front door, and not one time did he get out of that phone and look up and see who was coming in. That's not the way you do security work. Cop or no cop, private individual, whoever it is, it's not the way you do it. It just ain't. Puerto Rico apparently going to become a right to carry state or right to carry territory or whatever in the hell they are. This is a interesting development here. I'd never thought that was going to be the case, but up until now, it's been pretty much impossible to get a concealed carry permit in Puerto Rico. But this new law has them moving towards a decent permit system there. Now, it's unclear right now whether they're going to be shall issue or may issue. My money goes for may issue. But whatever it is, it's a good thing. It's a step in the right direction, though. I know it's never enough for some people that we make progress, but sometimes progress has to come along in little bits and pieces to be able to get the full meal deal at some point. There's a sheriff in North Carolina that's closing the gun range there. He says that the gun range is not safe. He said, not that it's not safe. It's there's people in there shooting. What safer place can you shoot? Yeah, once in a while something happens at an indoor range, or maybe a little more often at an outdoor range. But still, overall, the number of incidents in an indoor range like this are pretty slim, pretty remote. They don't happen often. So he's closing this one down, trying to save you from yourself there. California veteran shoots robbery suspect who pistol whipped him at a market. Well, that's what you get. One of those things. This is a sad story too. I hate this. It really, really pisses me off is what it does. It talks about UN peacekeepers in Haiti said to have fathered hundreds of children. And out of those, practically all of them don't know who their father is. They've already gone and no, not taking any responsibility. So what I get out of this is that these men have gone over there and taken advantage of a desperate situation and desperate people. I would be very comfortable in saying that a great many of them were raped or threatened with something, and it's still rape. I mean, even if it's not force, wasn't used, if you threaten them. So, you know, the whole story is, talks about the, you know, during the time that this happened and everything goes into a little more detail. But bottom line, I believe it says something like 100 or 800, around 800 children were fathered from these UN peacekeepers. And that gives me no joy in telling that story. I think it's pretty sad. This is a good one, though. I love this story a little bit. When Trump wanted to find out just exactly what's going on in Afghanistan, he has had apparently more than one meeting here. Let me bring this up and check and see if it... I think he's not allowing officers to be present. He wants to talk to the enlisted men. He wants their input on what they're doing right, what they're doing wrong, what they should do in the future, what they've done in the past. What do you expect? What do you want to see? And this is all coming from enlisted men. And I think this is one more time that your president is being just a little bit awesome, maybe quite a bit awesome. This story came out on Christmas Day, and I guess, you know, not too long after he became president, he began taking meetings with enlisted people, not any particular service, just all of them in general. He said, I just want to sit down with the enlisted guys that have been there. He said, I don't want any generals in here. I don't want any officers. I just want enlisted guys. And I think that's amazing. I think that is it. That sends a hell of a message, if you ask me. I'm duly impressed with my president there. All right, let me run here and check something real quick. All right, we're winding down here, getting close to quitting time. So let's see here. I got a few of my stories out of the way, not enough, but I got some of them. And Henry once again makes the news, not with the axe, not with the little lever action 410. This is a lever action, though. Henry has now come up with a affordable rival to the Browning BLR. The Henry Long Ranger is a lever action rifle chambered in 308. This is good news. Let's see. They may not, the calibers right now are 223, 243, and 308, not just 308. So, and I don't know what they're going to cost. It's a side load, you know, typical, pretty traditional lever action, 7 pound trigger. And it's going to be, well, not that affordable. It is a little cheaper than the Browning BLR, but not a lot. It's going to be $1,000. 4-round magazines. And, fully adjustable sights, ivory bead in the front, transfer bar safety, swivel studs, removable magazine, da-da-da-da-da. So, hooray for Henry. I just wish they'd make these things a little tiny bit cheaper. My goodness. Pennsylvania, the Supreme Court in Pennsylvania has ruled now that simply because you have a concealed carry, carrying concealed is not legal grounds to stop and search someone. You know, we talked about this a long, long time ago in several places where they've used this as probable cause. Only because you have a permit, you're listed, and that is probable cause to stop you, or they can stop and ask. I don't know how they figure out if you're keeping your mouth shut. But it says that the mere knowledge of a person having a concealed weapon is not sufficient grounds for stopping and searching them. So, okay, one more. I got two more little things I want to try to squeeze in here. One of them, another firearms related thing. Glock has got a Trump edition. I'm not sure Glock did it. Actually, it's Palmetto State Armory that did it. The Trump edition is says Keep America Great on the slide. It's a Glock 19, threaded barrel, and neat looking gun. I don't think I want one, but it is engraved all over, and a really, really attractive gun. I don't like, it looks like the barrel is some kind of gold colored plating of some kind. I don't know if it's plating or what, but anyway, it's yellow colored of some kind. And, it's just to give it the Trump flair, I guess. But, other than that, it's just a plain old everyday ordinary run of the mill Glock 9mm. If you want to use it, use it. If you want to keep it for a collector's item, which I would highly recommend, that's what you do. One last thing. Those of you with lawns and property and get out in the woods and in baseball fields and places like that, you may have run across a weed that's not a weed. You may have run across a plant called purslane. Everybody knows what purslane is. You may not know what it is, but everybody's seen it. I've probably talked about purslane before back years ago. It's a very tasty little, spicy little, weed. And, great in salads and stuff like that. And, anyway, they're saying, some of the other names it's known by is verdolaga, I guess. And, let me get rid of some of this stuff. Red dot, parsley, portulaca. Anyway, it's very edible, very full of nutrients, vitamins, minerals. I think that one time I figured out it was 30-something percent carbohydrates and like 90% water or something like that. It's a pretty good, nutritious little supplement for your, or addition to your salads and stuff. Anyway, they're finding out here of the other many health benefits of it. And they are numerous. There's, they say that it's good for treating diabetes, cancer, heart attacks, heals burns. I knew that. Eczema, itchy skin, several other things there. So don't pull up your, cultivate your purslane and get lots of it. It's good. Great stuff. Okay, what I'm going to do now is sneak on out of here. It is that time. So we'll be seeing you Friday for Liberty Lounge. Still unclear whether it'll be live or Memorex. Is it live or is it Memorex? But at any rate, it will be fresh, new, and awesome. So one way or another, live or in Technicolor, I will see you on Friday night. And thanks for joining me.
Well, that wraps up another edition of the Shooting Bench. Join me Monday and Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, and again on Fridays from 7 to 10 for the Shooting Bench. Good night, and thanks for joining me.
No reconciliation. No, let's talk it over. Number I can call. Goodbye says it all.